This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Division of the Arts and Humanities at the University of Chicago, offering an interdisciplinary Master of Arts program in humanities that provides individualized attention in a supporting community. The flexible curriculum allows students to focus coursework within a single department or engage with multiple disciplines, creating a uniquely tailored graduate degree. Applications now open for the April 30th deadline at humanities.uchicago.edu.
Good afternoon. I'm Susie Ahn, and this is The Rundown. Bally's has announced it has secured the financing needed to complete the construction of its permanent Chicago casino and entertainment complex. The Tribune reports Bally's has struck a deal worth more than $2 billion with Pennsylvania-based investment trust Gaming and Leisure Properties. Concerns about Bally's ability to finance the Chicago casino were reported in February when the company announced it needed $800 million to cover remaining construction costs. The plan needs approval from the Chicago Department of Planning and Development. Bally's says it intends to meet the September 2026 opening date. The State of Illinois' African Descent Citizens Reparations Commission will hold its first public hearing Saturday. As my colleague Adora Namigade reports, the goal of the three-hour meeting is to bring Illinois residents together to identify past and current harms in three areas: enslavement, racial terror, and police disenfranchisement. There will be expert and community speakers for each topic, followed by the opportunity for public comment. Illinois is the second state to establish a reparations commission. The commission aims to hold hearings to improve equity, equality, and parity for African American descendants of slavery and educate the public on reparations. The hearing will be at Kennedy King College Theater on 63rd Street in Inglewood from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Rural homelessness is a growing issue nationwide. In central Illinois, social service agencies are realizing they may not have the resources to get people help. Livingston County doesn't have a homeless shelter. Carolyn McLeese with the Salvation Army in Pontiac says that's starting to have an effect.
None of our programs are really set up specifically to help truly homeless individuals.
McLeese says rates of homelessness have hit a record high. The Chicago area looks hot and humid this weekend with temperatures in the mid-90s expected Sunday, and it will feel even hotter. Temperatures start to climb tomorrow into the upper 80s. The heat will continue to crank up Sunday and Monday, with heat indices expected to reach about 100 degrees. National Weather Service meteorologist Rasul Ogorak says southerly winds will bring humidity along with the heat.
It might not quite be as hot as it got a couple of weeks ago, but it'll be pretty similar. And it'll probably be a little more humid, too.
Ogorak says that cooler temperatures should return by midweek. Weather for the immediate future: clear skies for the rest of the day on into the evening. Daytime temps hover around the lower 80s with a low tonight around 70 degrees. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Susie Ahn. Thanks for listening.